It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, I hope you all had a very Merry Christmas and you're looking forward to a festive new year. It's the weekend between the holidays, and we appreciate you taking a minute to hang with Barbecue Bob and I and celebrate the holidays. We're tasting a Nouveau 2018 from our friends at Fen Valley this morning. So we're kicking it off right, and we hope you do too. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and thanks for joining us. We hope you all had a Mile Kaliki Maka, and we want to wish you a Haole Maka Hiki Ho.
If you got one of those in your household.
That's right.
Janky Ho.
So, holidays. Barbecue Bob, holidays, they are always fun for a grilling guy. I'm going to tell you a couple things that happened on my end. Well, I got married this summer in Bob's backyard, and he stood up as my best man. But there was another guy that was the officiator in our wedding and married us, a lifelong friend.
Or your real best friend.
And from college, I met him at the fraternity, and we've been just best buddies, godfather of his kids, that whole yeehaw. So I can't throw him too far under the bus. But on Christmas Eve, he comes to me, and we go to his house every for lunch on Christmas every year, have for 30 years. He comes to me on Christmas Eve at about 9 in the morning, and he says, "Hey, man, I got to do all the cooking tomorrow. I'm running out of space and time. Can you cook this brisket and this ham for me and bring it with you tomorrow morning?" Absolutely.
Sure.
I got grills.
Why not?
I'll help. So he drops off a cooler and he blows out because he's got a million things to do for Christmas, right? So I open up the package. There's a nice flat brisket. No, it's not a packer. It's just the flat, so that'll cook up easy. But the ham is a raw ham. I thought he was going to have me.
Oh, so you had to brine it.
Yeah, right. And let me see. I had about 24 hours before I had to serve it to get a brine on it.
So did you get your injector out?
No. It was soaking in a brine, but I only did it for about 9 or 10 hours because that's all I had. And then I had to throw it on the smoker to get it done, cook it overnight so that on Christmas at about 9:30 or 10 in the morning.
You didn't call me.
What?
Yeah. I could have helped you.
No, that's all right.
So no, because you could have injected it. You have a big injector, right?
Right, I do, but I just soak in it in brine. And, you know, I salt, sugar, water, and I put a little, tried to holiday it up a little bit, put a little cinnamon and a little coriander and some nutmeg in it. And it soaked, you know, and we got the cold weather snap came through where we are. And so it's sitting outside. It sat outside, rather, in a big pot and smoked it up. Brought it to 180 on the smoker because I didn't want it pulling. I'm thinking to myself, I've never done a raw ham, so it's got to be just like the other end of the pig, the front shoulder that I do. It's just a back shoulder. I put that brine on it and brought it up to about 180, and it ate. It wasn't my best work because there's no, I don't know. It just didn't taste like ham. It tastes like the other end of the pig, you know. So I don't know. We'll get to it. But so like any grilling guy does, I went and bought the Chi-Com spiral cut ham at the big box store as a backup. And
oh,
just
no,
threw
not
that one in the oven.
Not a cook.
Right, yeah.
Oh, no.
And I threw that one in the oven just as a backup because, you know, you never know when it's the first time you do something.
See,
and it was all slapped
I just
together.
Want to give you a little caveat there. He's talking about Chi-Com because I rail against the Chinese Communist Party all the time. And they have bought up like 65% of our pork market. And they own Cook's Ham, Smithfield, and like some of my favorite stuff, they own it. So I'm down to buying just local stuff or Oscar Mayer bacon.
Right. Well, and speaking of bacon, Santa Claus came through for you, and I bought Barbecue Bob a bacon-making kit.
You did it the right way, though.
Why's that?
You went to Sobey for the pork belly.
Oh, well, heck yeah, I did.
Ain't no Chi-Com pigs up in there.
No, Nope, that's just fresh. And hats off to Tim Sobey and Sobey Meats. That's where you want to go for your New Year's Eve.
Oh, so you know, I always talk about my new job at Camping World, and I got a couple buddies there. And my one buddy, Keith Williams, he's from Florida, and he's a great big tall drink of water, and he loves barbecue. He's a fanatic. So we sit around when it's slow, like right now, and we talk about – he's just picking my brain all the time. So we talk about – He went down to Sobeys and bought like a 7-pound standing rib.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just him and his wife and son.
Wow.
Yeah. They're going to have leftovers.
So I told him what I do and separating the ribs and cutting them up and seasoning them and roasting them separate and having a nice snack for some time before you eat dinner. And it's just a lot of fun. Well, listen. I got all my kids home except Alex. He's overseas. Jordan came home.
Serving our country.
Yeah. Jordan came home from his military training. They get a Christmas break because he's Air Force. They treat you better.
Yeah.
And so I got the whole crew there, and it's wonderful. I had, right before that, had to go in and get a little piece of cancer cut out of my forehead. Because they took a little thing off, and they said we didn't get it all.
Well, when your melon's the size of Barbecue Bob's, you're just that much closer to the sun, and this kind of stuff happens. So, you know, you get yourself taken care of. You're watching out for it. It's something you have to do pretty regularly, don't you?
Yeah, every year.
Yeah, that's what I thought, right.
Yeah.
So the change of train of thought there, I just want everybody to know that you're okay, man.
I am.
This is something that's a regular thing.
I am. And the sun has a big target is what you're saying.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
My granddaughter, I'm growing my hair out.
I bought hats for him. Sometimes you got to buy two and have them sewed together.
My granddaughter, two of the twins, they're up staying with us, and they're just funny as can be. They're four. And she goes, Papa Bob, how come you have a hole in your hair? Because I got this bald spot coming in the back. Apparently, the longer hair is not covering the patch.
Yeah, right. Well, you must have been in the wind, and the comb over blew the other way. Yeah.
Maureen, of course, picked up on that right away.
Oh, I imagine. Why wouldn't anybody, right? Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's good, though, that you've got the whole family home. That's what everybody was there for the holidays, and that's what it's all about. So
I did get to do some of these recipes we're doing right now. On the next segments, I got to do them on Serious Patriot, David Webb's show, last week, and that was fun. He's an old friend and helped us out with GI Barbecue. He's on Fox News, and he's on Serious, got his own show, the David Webb show on Serious 125. And I'm on there several times a year just because we're friends, and he loves food.
Right. Speaking of loving food, Christmas Eve, we did a fondue. And fondue can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people, right? But there's a lot of things you can do. I'll tell you that for the meat, I went over to Sobey Meats, and he's got Wagyu sirloin steak. Was just melt in your mouth.
Oh, my
wonderful. $6.99 a pound.
No
man.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah.
No
it,
way.
It's the best piece of meat in this case, in my opinion.
Well, I'm going over there right now as soon as we're done. Think
fabulous.
He still has any?
Yeah, well, I'm sure he does. I was there just a few days ago.
That sounds like New Year's dinner for me.
Yeah, man. But anyway, fondue, I wanted to talk about it because there's a lot of questions about it. A lot of people don't do it. Fondue is dipping food in sauces, right? I mean, in its easiest form. And always a good cheese is one of the fundamentals in a fondue. And I got five rules of a good fondue cheese real quickly. One, use a good quality cheese. Don't skimp on the cheese. It's a blend of Gruyere, Fontina, and Howda. Or Gouda, some say. I call it Howda. Second rule is grate the cheese. Do not chunk it up with a knife. Run it through the knuckle buster.
Right.
Grate it all up, and you don't...
Pick the skin out.
Right, because you want it to be smooth when you're done. Right. Third one is, and this is a tip, is that if you've got, like, I don't know, a pound and a half, 2 pounds of grated cheese, put a couple tablespoons of cornstarch in there and flip it around, spread it around with your hands. And what that cornstarch will do is it'll thicken that fondue a little bit, and it'll keep your cheese from clumping up.
Really?
Yeah, it's just...
Well,
it's
there's a million-dollar tip.
Exactly. Then the last thing, the next to last thing is, I always thin it with wine a little bit. And I would use like a kind of a tart, dry,
white,
acidic Sauvignon Blanc is a great wine.
Yep.
And then the fifth and final one is kind of makes sense, but when you're mixing that all together, do it slow and keep moving it so you don't get chunks and clumps in there and you want that smooth, man.
You can also thin it out with a plain old domestic lager.
Right.
And then a little bit of gin.
Right. Sure.
It gives it a nice little bite.
Yep, and that's why I wanted to do it with the Sauvignon Blanc. But anyway, dip your bread, your apples, crisp bacon dipped in fondue cheese. Amazing. And baby potatoes, broccoli, cauliflower, all those vegetables, anything you want in there. But that's an easy, cheesy, great recipe for the holidays when people are coming over.
Feeling sleazy.
Yay, baby. Coming up next, stuffed bacon-wrapped dates. That's a holiday tradition. We might do some of those. So wrap your weenie. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Happy New Year's version of the Grillin' Guys. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas, if you're just tuning in. We talked a little bit about some of the stuff we did during Christmas. But now we're focusing on New Year's and New Year's Eve parties. And again, with our COVID strapped down, probably your parties aren't going to be as big, and maybe they're just family. So you got to change it up what you fed them from Christmas to New Year's. Now and stuff like that is maybe we got some ideas for you. But Bob, we missed in the first segment. You said fillets for my girls. Bob's got daughters, and one son is over-serving our country. Thank you, Alex. And then the other one's home, so he's got three daughters and a son that are home. And you're going to cook some fillet for him?
Yeah, I'm going to do some tenderloin. Well, the only ones that'll be home for New Year's will be Olivia. Mm. Just me, Maureen, and Olivia. And
well, those are your girls.
The three granddaughters.
Right. There you go. So you're way outnumbered, brother.
Yeah.
It's 6-1. Yeah.
So I'm actually, I'm kind of open to some ideas on that tenderloin. I'm not totally sure how I'm going to do it.
You know, it's not my favorite cut of meat.
Mine either. And that's why I'm a little ambivalent. Maureen loves it. So,
well, it's fork tender. You got to give it that. But as far as the marbling, a lot of times there's not a lot in that tenderloin. And therefore, you got to jazz it up with some accoutrements, if you will.
I was thinking of cutting it into like 2-inch chops, mm-hmm. rubbing it with some Tuscan EVO from Old World, and then putting some of that bologna seasoning on it.
Yep, that's a salt.
And then putting it on a baker's rack on a cookie sheet and throwing it in the convection at 450.
Yep. That'll be good because, you know, you want it medium rare on the inside and you'll get a little crust on the outside with that salt and the oil. That'll be really good. My only problem with that, and it's not a problem, is trying to figure out when it's done. Because on that
thermopen.
Well, there you go. You know, I just don't want to poke a lot of holes in it, let that juice out because it's pretty lean as it is. And No, I get it. I get it. That'd be a good one.
Yep.
So
I had them that way at St. John's in Plymouth, Michigan. It's a resort. It's a very posh resort. And they served 400 of us a couple years ago all at the same time.
God, that's an amazing feat.
Isn't
I don't
it?
Know how chefs do that.
Well, they must have a hell of a kitchen.
Right.
That's all I can say.
Giant oven.
Yeah,
to
a bunch
keep them
of
warm.
Them. A bunch of them.
Right.
But I'm thinking they did them convection.
Good of.
Because it had a gorgeous texture. I mean, this is a piece you wouldn't want to grill, I think. It's just so perfect the way they did it. You're not touching it. It's just sitting there. So all the juices are staying in it. They didn't even have it wrapped in bacon.
Right.
But I think I would.
And that's hard to do to me, because to get that bacon done on the outside and not overdo the filet, mm-hmm. I think you got to pre-cook the bacon before you wrap
well,
it around.
Well, that's why I was
going to
do 450 at convection.
Yeah. You think they'd cook the bacon and the meat and the inside doesn't get overdone?
Yeah.
That'd probably be a great
that's exactly
way to do
what
it.
I'm
I've
hoping.
Never done that.
I haven't
have
either.
A convection oven.
That's
I know
exactly
you do,
what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. So anyway, New Year's Eve is coming up. If you don't want to do filet and you want more finger food, I've got a few ideas for you. As I mentioned at the end of the last segment, is we at the Grilling Guys can always help you wrap your weenie, and we got a couple ideas on that too.
Yeah, Jop will help you.
Right,
I'll
okay.
stay out of that one.
All right, you can be a spectator. You're gonna miss all the fun, but that's all right. So you know everybody's done the little cocktail weenies with the crescent rolls that you buy. You just take the little weenie, wrap the crescent roll around it, put it in the oven for 10, 12 minutes at 350, and you got little happy weenies, right, with bread on them. And then you dunk them in, like, spicy mustard.
You doing them in the oven or on the grill?
I would do those mostly in the oven just because I bake in the oven. And baking on the grill, you just got to get something between your flame and the food. And usually on a rack, so you
see,
got some air circulating.
I've only done these once. I think you came up with this recipe and used it a few years back. I did it once. I did it on the grill. And I just needed to get that bacon crispy over a direct medium flame, and they were perfect.
You're wrapping yours in bacon?
Yep.
Okay. Not bread like I do, but you're wrapping the weenie in bacon. Or are you talking about the date? We're going to get to that.
I'm talking about the little weenies wrapped in bacon.
Okay. I wrap them in bread.
Well, you're talking about pigs in a blanket.
Well, that's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
They're the little cocktail weenies that are about 2 inches long.
Yeah.
Put a little crescent roll right out of the thing, cut a little strip, wrap it around it. Everybody's done that. I mean,
yeah,
there's nothing
pigs
special.
In a blanket.
Okay, but they're wonderful, and they're great dipped in spicy mustards in my house. And you put a big tray of them out, and they disappear in like 3 minutes. Everybody just loves those damn things.
Yeah.
And I buy the little cheesy weenies, the ones with cheese inside of them.
I have done that before, but I used Sobeys breakfast sausage links.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
And I baked them with cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, was that amazing.
Yeah.
Because his breakfast sausage is so lean that cheese kind of helped it out a little bit.
Right.
And, yes, I used them raw.
So you're going to do the little cocktail weenies. You're going to wrap a piece of bacon around them, so you're double porking it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haven't you ever done that?
And then, no, I haven't. I haven't had the privilege. But anyway, I've not done that, so you're going to cook those on the grill. Do you direct heat or indirect?
Yeah, direct.
Heat?
Medium flame.
And you don't get flame-ups, or are you using your infrared?
No, I use my Cajun, and I keep the coals down, so I get a medium.
Oh, okay.
And they do drip, and you get a little flare-up, but that's all part of the game.
Right. I just don't like burnt bacon. That's all. That's the only thing I don't like about using an open flame grill with cooking bacon.
It's all in the wrist.
Okay, man. I know. You got that little pigtail flipper thing.
I'm left-handed, man. Right. I got this thing.
Right. Exactly.
You should see me at foosball.
So you also, another snack you like that I make is a date, which is a dried fruit.
Yeah.
And you buy them in the store this time of year, and they're pitted. That means they've taken the pit out of the center of
them. I
think
Chef Jeff taught us that.
Right,
one.
He did. Yep. There's nothing original at the Grilling Guys. We're just copying everything and telling you about it. But you take that date, and there's a hole in either end where they've pushed the pit out, right? A machine has done it. Well, you run your knife in one end of that hole, go to the other, and lift up, and you slit it. So now you got like a little boat, right? Now you can put any kind of cheese that you like. Personally, that date is a dried fruit, and it's quite sweet. So what I like to do is put a little tart in there, and I'll put crumbled gorgonzola.
Exactly.
Blue cheese in there. And you just crumble up a little bit of it, and then you push it back together, and it's kind of sticky. So it'll stick back together. And then you take like a quarter strip of bacon, wrap one time around it, put a toothpick on to hold it. Okay? So you got this little hors d'oeuvre that's the date is about an inch long. There's the little bacon around it, and there's a toothpick in it. Got a handle. Love my hors d'oeuvres with handles, right? Now, you can put those on the grill, or you can put those in the oven. Either way, but on the grill or the oven, you just want the bacon to be done, because the blue cheese, you can eat it right out of the package, and the date you can as well. So all you're trying to do is cook that bacon up.
Warm the cheese up. So here's a trick, okay? Freeze frame. What I found is that if I put the bacon on uncooked, I have to cook it so long the gorgonzola starts oozing out of the end. So I half fry my bacon. I get it halfway reduced.
Right.
And then I cut them like in a third. I don't know. I haven't done them for a couple of years, but a third or a half. And then put a toothpick
it'll be
around
shrunk it. Well, it'll up when you cut it a bit. Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
And then I don't have to grill it so long that the gorgonzola's oozing out.
Right.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the cheesy pitted guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network.
Right. We're but the sweet, the tanginess, and the savoriness of the bacon, that is a great bite. Now, you aren't going to eat a dozen of them, so just make two or three
Why?
Per person. Yeah, they just get a little sweet to me after that. But anyway,
oh, they're so
we're
going
to save the – we're coming to the end of the segment here, so we're going to save the water chestnuts.
You talked about wrapping your weenie too long. That's the
problem.
You
know what? It's top of mind. But anyway, we're going to save the water chestnut wraps. That's something you do. I'm not a big water chestnut guy.
Oh, guess what? We're bacon wrapping some other stuff in the next segment.
Yeah, how's that go, huh? Well, if you listen to the Grilling Guys, I said that. I don't know. At Christmas time, I had four or five appetizers that had bacon around them. They're like, what's with all the bacon? I'm like, you're at the Grilling Guys' house. You're going to get bacon. Come
yeah.
on. What are you thinking? You know, if you don't like it, go to somebody else's house. All right. Coming up next, we'll wrap some more bacon. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. It's the New Year's Eve edition. Not the Eve, because we're not there yet. But the New Year's edition of the Grillin' Guys. And we've been talking about some party food. And why stop now? You know, if you've got bacon, you're listening to the right show, because we'll tell you how to use it. But talk to me about some water chestnuts, Bob.
I will. Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome back. Thanks for joining us once a week on the smokiest show on the radio. We're heard throughout Michigan on many good stations, and of course, live streaming from our website all around the world. And our podcast is going out to, I think, 50 different countries now. Lots and lots of downloads, so you can go to the website. You can go to your favorite app and just search for The Grillin' Guys, and we'll send it right to your phone. And it's cool. I think a lot of people like it. And the young guys are podcasting. A lot of young dads and 20 and 30-somethings, they do more podding than they do listening to a live radio, because they don't like waiting for their tubes to heat up in their radio. So,
what's that got to do with the water chestnut?
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know they got to go to our website, because it's a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah,
and of course, like us,
we have lots of contributors. That's why
like us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter, even though I pretty much hate Jack Dorsey, and it's Grilling Guy. So water chestnut wraps. I think water chestnuts are great. I love doing Oriental Asian food this time of year, especially because you got to cook it all inside for the most part, and the crummy weather is perfect for like stews and stir fries and stuff you do in the kitchen. So we tend to hit those a little hard.
Do I need to clip your man card?
And the water chestnuts. I lived in the Pacific and traveled in Asia extensively, and that's just a staple over there. So it makes a great hors d'oeuvre if you want to fry up some chicken livers. Sounds gross. They taste yummy. When you put them on a water chestnut, and then you put a piece of pineapple on top, and you wrap them with
bacon.
Then you get a little sweet and sour sauce when you're done grilling them, and you put them on a tray, and you drizzle this sweet and sour sauce on them.
Mm.
And
Anything drizzled is usually good.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And don't even tell anybody it's a chicken liver in there. They're going to eat it and go, oh, my God, is that good. And you can use the whole
water. Where do you get those? Can you just...
Do you
have to call ahead? I don't think I've ever seen chicken livers in the meat case. You must have to call ahead.
Well, if you go to the good stores, yeah, they'll have them.
Right.
For
it's a butcher item. I get it. But no, they're, you know, it's part of the chicken.
It's soul food, man.
Yeah. They don't even carry beef liver in the
Yeah. Well, that's okay with me.
Yeah, I know.
That would make a really big wrap.
Better have a pound of bacon for that one, yeah. But anyway, all right. So there's another bacon idea. What about some shrimps on the Barbie?
That's your gig.
What is an SS glaze? Is that
sweet and sour?
Something on a single?
Sweet and sour.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure.
No, that'd be SOS.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, this is a tough dish to make for a bunch of people because it's tedious to make these things. And we're talking about taking a uncooked shrimp, deveined, deshelled, no tail on, and you're going to put it on a double skewer in my world because they're really hard to flip over on the grill. If you only got one skewer, they roll on the skewer. So I double skewer these so that they can't roll. And, you know, it's a shrimp wrapped with a piece of bacon is all it is. But double skewer them. And I put two on a skewer because one shrimp is never enough to eat. You can't just serve somebody one shrimp. You got to do two, right? So you wrap them up and got the bacon around them. I grill these. The shrimp is going to be very done by the time your bacon gets done. Never, ever use thick-cut bacon on these because a shrimp on the Barbie gets done in a minute or two, and your bacon's going to take 4 or 5 minutes at thin. Let alone if you put thick on, you're going to just have a really rubbery shrimp. But anyway, very easy to do. And then Bob loves a sweet and sour glaze. I might put something a little spicy on there because that shrimp honestly doesn't have a ton of flavor. You put bacon around it, and then I might just zip it up a little bit with whatever it is that you like that's got a little bit of heat to it, and it just makes a great bite. And you're serving a double skewer, easy to hang on to, well,
maybe,
pulling off.
Maybe you ought to sliver process some jalapenos and wrap one of those in there. You know, just some slivers.
Yep, that'd be good.
It would be.
Yep, because, yeah, that, there
wake
you go.
Wake that shrimp up a
right,
little bit.
You're right. And what he's talking about is just some little, like, toothpick-sized pieces of jalapeno that you could lay on top of the shrimp.
Long and slender.
Right, wrap the bacon around all of that.
Actually, you could probably even... If you took a fresh one, you could probably even cut it into slices so you had the round circles and put your toothpick right through the center of it, and it'll hold it in there.
Right, yep.
Inside the bacon before you wrap it.
Yeah. Lay the shrimp down, put the jalapeno on it, wrap the
now
bacon
I'm
around.
Getting excited.
Yeah, see? Well, there you go.
You'd probably have to double jalapeno mine.
And look how this goes, right? We're sitting here just BSing, and bam, you got a new
recipe.
That's
why we do this.
Right.
Because exactly. We're just so full of it.
All right. My bacon-wrapped shrimp with an SS glaze is done.
It's official.
What's next?
It's going to Mexico.
Okay. Hey, here's the next one. It's a little bit highbrow I see on our list here. What
lobster, bacon, mac and cheese.
Wow. There's a lot going on there.
It's so says New Year's Eve.
Right.
You know? It's not hard. A little bit of lobster. I mean, you could literally broil or grill one lobster and for an order of mac and cheese, if it was a big enough one. But you might get two. You might get $30 into the lobster, but that's all. It's easy. And then
it's the new year, man. You got to celebrate.
Right. So get 20 of them. So you slice the back shell of it, and you throw them on the grill about 10
minutes. Are
you
talking the tail only?
Yep.
Okay.
You slice the back shell of it, throw it on the grill, slice part up for about 10 minutes. And when you do that, that meat's going to cook, and it's going to kind of rise up out of the shell. It's really cool looking. Now you
running away from the heat.
You can serve it that way, and you can put some really nice sharp cheese on top of it, and let it melt, and then serve it that way. And that's a beautiful way to do lobster.
Right.
You have a little butter sauce with that cheese and lobster. Oh, so good. Cockroach of the ocean. So otherwise, don't do that. Just cook up that lobster, get it charred up a bit, and then after it cools, pull that meat out, dice it up into nice little blocks, and cook up your favorite pasta, whatever you like making mac and cheese out of.
Cavatappi. I love it.
And
curly ones.
And then you get... like some butter, pound of brie.
Pound of brie? Ooh,
yep.
There's your cheese on your mac and cheese.
It's wonderful. About a 4-inch chunk of Velveeta. Because that makes everything better.
That's not really cheese.
Oh, it is.
Anything that sits on the shelf not being refrigerated is not cheese.
Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
No, I'm just telling you.
One cup of water, some bacon. And so you fry up your bacon, you mix all this stuff up, and you pour it on your almost done macaroni.
Al dente.
And then you pour the lobster in with it, stir it all together, and voila, you're done. And you can actually put some panko on top, throw it in the oven for a minute if you want.
Yeah, there you go. Take a half a box of panko and a half a stick of butter, mix them together, and get that hot, and then you just spread that crumble over top of that mac and put it in the oven at about 450 for about 10 minutes just to brown that stuff up.
Now, if you want to go with a southern version of this, I can chop up some cayenne pepper and throw it in with that cheese while it's cooking and really wake it up.
Zip it up.
And that's really nice, too. Yeah,
cayenne pepper. But anyway, well, you know what? Here again, I would just reiterate that play with these recipes.
There's no rules.
We're just giving you some foundation and some ideas to have some fun, get people together. God, you know, when this New Year's comes, I'm going to toast 2020 so hard goodbye. And 2021 has got to be better. We got vaccines out. We've got people that need to get back together and just hanging out. You know, I come home on Friday night after a long week of work, and it's like, what I'd like to do is go to a bar, have a burger and a bowl of chili, and sit there and BS with somebody.
Well,
right? And you can't do it, and you've not been able to do it. I want that back.
You just got to recall the governor.
Whatever. There's a lot of things going on, but I want that back.
You can go to Indiana. You can just drive across the border.
That's the crazy part.
And the virus doesn't attack you there.
Right,
so
there's
something wrong with Democrat governors.
It's the Michigan virus. No, yeah, I get it. But anyway. All right. we'll get off that topic. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to continue the party. Tater skins. I don't know what a cheddar ranch pull is, but if you live on a ranch, you might know too. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. It's the New Year's Eve edition, and in true Grillin' Guys fashion, we had a plan, and now we're not going to follow it. Because we have an opportunity to talk to one of our sponsors who is on holiday out of the country. And when we get that chance, we take it. So take it away, Barbecue Bob.
Hey, Bob's out, but this is Wolfman. You're with the Wolfman Jack now.
Sorry. Guy gets a little surgery. And did they dig too deep in that brain surgery? Is that what just happened?
Yeah, baby.
Right now, from Old Mexico, we have Linda Ringler from Chase Creek Smokehouse. How are you?
Hola, Bob. How are you?
yeah, that's about all the Spanish I know, too. Even though I do watch all those Latin...
careful, Latin what? Careful,
all those,
careful.
Netflix series about drug running. They're pretty fascinating.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, right. Not what the Ringlers are doing in Mexico, though, right?
I don't know. They did take a motorhome, so...
Yeah.
No, we did not. Bob has our motorhome, so we have no more motorhome.
Yeah. That was a happy day, wasn't it? You bought it, and then the day you sold it. Those are the two happy days of a motorhome.
Hey, that's okay. I got everything working on it, and now I'm happy. And I have a parking and I have a parking lot full of them, so you can pick out a new one.
Right. So Linda, what takes you to Mexico besides the holidays? That's it, right?
That's it. This is typically a little bit slower time of the year for us under normal circumstances. So we get while the getting is good. It was a crazy summer, and we saw an opportunity to get out for a week or two, and that's what we did.
Nice.
Well,
nice.
And you're doing takeout right now.
We're open every day, 11 till 7 for carryout. And on the weekends, we've been doing family specials. So you can get it for like one, two, or four people. So one thing, bring it home, feed the family, and then just spend running our regular specials during the week.
What are those specials, Linda? Because if you're just tuning in, let me preface this with Linda and her husband, Pat, own a place called Chase Creek Smokehouse up by Reed City, Michigan, just west of the highway, about 4 or 5 miles, 131 and U.S. 10. And you hit the little burg of Chase, and this is the biggest, baddest smokehouse in northern Michigan. And they pump out the food. So I don't want you to be so humble as we just serve takeout, because it's a lot better than that. Tell us about what's
here. It's a giant cedar building with a huge green steel roof. Cool outdoor patio.
Oh,
biggest fire pit you'll ever see. The biggest swing set you'll ever see, I do believe. Or rocking chairs, I should say.
Yeah, so under normal circumstances, yeah, we have this great big huge building, very welcoming. We have a very friendly staff. We're kind of a destination place. We've got people, we've been very fortunate. We probably have the best customers anywhere. We have customers driving 2 hours round trip to come get carry out from us right now.
Because the governor shut you down.
Because the governor shut us down, yes.
Well, she's still getting paid, so that's the main thing.
Yeah, good food will prevail, though.
Yes. Well, we got through it last time, and it's not easy, but we're very confident we're going to get through it again. And with the grace of God and our great customers supporting us,
you do have one of the most loyal bases of customers that I can think of.
We do.
And I think it's because you guys just pay attention to everybody that comes in there, and you make everybody feel welcome.
We try. That's our goal. Everybody gets said hello to when they come in the building. Everybody gets thanked and said goodbye to when they leave the building. Of course, my husband, he loves hanging around talking to the customers. And so that's pretty much his job these days.
he's
still working down here in Mexico, but
the main thing is your food is so darn good. It's one of the few barbecue places I'll eat because I'm a picky, you know what? But more than that, you have so much stuff that's not barbecue that's killer. Like, I can't even buy your barbecue anymore because every time I go up there, I see that Philly cheesesteak sandwich that's like, tell us what you do with that thing. I can't. I'm wanting one right now.
It's sliced prime rib meat, and it's grilled with, we put grilled onions and mushrooms and peppers. Mm. And obviously, if you don't want the veggies, you don't have to have them. Oh. And melting cheese on a grilled hoagie bun. And it comes with chips and a pickle, or you can make it a basket, but that's one of our really good sellers.
Yeah, great takeout item. So you could get a bunch of those for your New Year's party.
Worth the trip,
and
man.
And you could just slice them up into little finger food. And
you better get a bunch of them, because that stuff is good.
But let me tell you, Jop, she's underselling it. It's not just mushrooms. These mushrooms are gigantic, sitting on top. You can't even close the whole sandwich. It's like you just put your face in the middle of it and come up for air.
Right. It's like a foot long, too. I mean, it's wonderful. I've had it multiple times. It's great. It's really good. What else is good up there, Linda?
We have a really, really good quesadilla. We call it the Smokehouse Quesadilla. It comes in beef or chicken, and then we also have a chicken bacon ranch quesadilla. And since the COVID thing, we added the beef brisket quesadilla to our menu, and that's got hand-sliced smoked beef brisket and melting Gouda cheese, and it's to die for. It's so good with a chipotle barbecue sauce that goes with it.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, you're late because you're on your way to Chase Creek Smokehouse right now to get some takeout food. It's that good. You need to go. And the cool part is We're on 98.6 UPS up there. And
98.5.
Excuse me. I was one digit off.
You always are.
Right, 98.5 UPS. And that is all over northern Michigan. And if you're listening to us up there, you are not far from Chase Creek Smokehouse. I guarantee it. You got to make that drive.
And now we've got snow, and they're right on the snowmobile trail.
Right.
That goes along US 10.
Yep. Yeah. Easy access from the Père Marquette snowmobile trail.
So I bet we've
been known in high season to have like 136 snowmobiles and three cars in our parking lot.
I bet you the snowmobilers right now could pull up their order and just have their food outside and a drink outside.
Yes, we're not doing food service outside, but they're more than welcome to take their carryout and have it outside.
Yeah,
because
they're going to be in their snowmobile suits.
As well as with cocktails, too. So last weekend, we had some people out on the patio. The guys built a fire out in the fire pit,
nice.
And they just hung out for the afternoon. And
take that, Jennifer.
So we are doing outside what we can, yeah. But obviously trying to stay in the lines, awfully big building to sit empty if they pull our licenses, like unfortunately have happened to so many other businesses that are just trying to get by.
You got to be smart, Linda, and you guys are. And, you know, hats off to you from the Grilling Guys for keeping it legal, but doing all you can to sustain your business. It's a wonderful business, and Michigan would be worse off if the Chase Creek Smokehouse wasn't around, and you guys are doing what you can to stay open, and bless your hearts, man, because it is not easy. I know it's not easy.
Yeah, so we encourage everybody to just go get some takeout there.
Linda, thanks so much for your time. You enjoy Mexico, and when you
get
back.
Yeah, we're headed home tomorrow, so
nice.
Not much longer.
All right, well, we'll come up and darken your door and light a fire, so it's great to talk
to
you.
For sure,
and you have a happy
New Year.
Happy
New Year, guys. Thanks for having
us
on.
All right.
Okay, say hi to Pat.
Will do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she's just amazing.
Those people work so hard.
They do. We got tater skins. We still got to hit that cheddar ranch pull. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm sure we're going to find out. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Today's man law. No man shall ever allow anyone to speak ill of The Simpsons or any Terminator movie.
That's because I'll be back. That's right. You're right.
Okay, I think my Wolfman was better than your Arnold. That's
right,
all I'm saying.
Right. It's the best I can do on short notice. Uh-huh. But,
how about a cheddar bacon ranch pull?
What's that, man?
Okay. It's really cool. The flavor's unbelievable. You need these items, and it's on the Grilling Guys website already.
Attaboy.
An unsliced loaf, a round one is the best, of sourdough bread. You need 8 to 12 ounces of cheddar cheese, thinly sliced.
Not shredded, but sliced. Yep.
I said cheddar cheese.
Not shredded.
Thinly sliced.
But sliced.
Yep, cheddar.
Yes.
3 ounce bag of bacon bits, or just chop up a half a pound of bacon.
Cooked.
And then half a cup of butter, which is one stick, melted. A teaspoon of ranch dressing mix. This is the dry powder. And then you take a real sharp knife, because you're going to be cutting bread, and cut the bread going in both directions.
This round loaf.
Do not cut through it to the bottom. Just slice the top in a diamond pattern. Place slices of the cheese in between the cuts. Sprinkle the bacon bits on top of the bread and making sure they get in between the cuts. And then mix together the butter, the ranch dressing mix, and pour it over it. And wrap it in foil, the entire loaf in foil. I'm reading this. And put it on a baking sheet and throw it on your smoker for 15 minutes. Unwrap it and do it another 10 minutes. And the flavor of the smoke comes into that bread just a little bit. So you want to smoke it up.
Yeah, you know it's done when the cheese is melted.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's hot enough inside.
Right.
And it's just a goofy. It sounds really silly. I mean, like something
you've all been to the bakery section of any store, and they got these round loaves of bread, and it's just a round loaf. When you do that diamond
sourdough
cut on there, it makes such a really cool presentation.
Yeah, Arnie's makes a real beautiful, nice one like that. And that Northern Michigan bakery, whatever they call it, White Stone or something like that.
Yep.
Makes it.
Eyes, nose, then your taste. That's how we eat this stuff, man. So you got
to
do that.
Yeah.
Talk
That's
to
just
me about
a good New Year's thing, because I think when you're at a party, and I hope you do have a New Year's party, but when you're at a party, and you might be in somebody's garage to do a little bit safer distancing, you want finger food. You want stuff you can grab and walk around and, you know, maybe have a shot or a drink or something like that, and a cigar, cigarette, whatever you're having out at a good barn party. And you just want to walk up to a table and grab something and have a little bite. You don't want a meal.
Right.
You just want to...
This is finger food.
Graze.
Man. That's what we've been talking about.
Graze, like Emily's grazing table last week.
Right.
And that's what you want to do.
Hey, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys. We're wrapping up another year of great food, great camaraderie, and more importantly, great friendships. Barbecue Bob, here's to you. You're a wonderful friend, a great radio partner, and I couldn't be more thankful for 2020 being over. But all the stuff that we've all been through, and there's been a lot of strife along the way, you've made this a grin for me. And I'm looking forward to 2021 so I can sit behind this microphone with you once a week and drink some wine, have a beer, whatever it is, and celebrate America, baby, because it's still the best country in the world.
And if you want to celebrate America, January 6th, meet a bunch of us patriots out in Washington, D.C. We're going to have a celebration, January 6th.
All right. Take care. Be safe on New Year's, and we'll talk with you next year.